that was a perfect timing for us. You know, after struggling at times during the first half, I think this bye gives us a chance to get a little bit healthier, to go back and look at our team over the first 8 weeks of the season and try to see what we can do to improve going to the second half. So it was very timely for us.
Leslie Mark Daniels, WNFL. Did Christian stick around and keep getting work the whole time?
Yeah, he was around for the most part. You know, he took a little bit of a break to get out of the building for a little bit, but he was around studying tape and spending time, you know, trying to see what he's done in these first three games he's had a chance to play in. But he did take a little time away from the building.
How do you think he settled into to the role?
He seems to have settled in fairly well and quickly. He's asserted himself, and the players really see him as our starting quarterback, and he's played well enough to gain their confidence, so he's done a good job.
Were you stunned at how well he played in the game against the Packers, his first game, and he had a great third down percentage?
I don't know if the word stunned would describe it. I had seen some things in practice leading up to his performance, and then when I saw him in that Chicago game, I was really, really impressed with some things he did when he got in late in the game. So, but really excited about what I saw in the Green Bay game, how poised he was, even after those two interceptions, the way he kept coming back and playing with a lot of confidence. That really, really impressed me, the way he didn't let his confidence wane.
Coach, Curran Copeland from the Green Bay Press Gazette. What's been the biggest challenge for Christian coming in, just, you know, taking over the team midway throughout the season as a rookie?
I don't know if there's been one particular challenge. The challenge for him was to play well, to justify the decision. You know, I think all of his teammates were wondering how he would do. And when he went out and played as well as he played, when he got the opportunity, that in itself won his teammates over. You know, I think a lot of guys would pull it for him, but they wanted to see how he would perform.
Hey, Coach, Bill Huber from Packer Report. I guess, what is the attitude there? Is it markedly better after the way you guys played against the Packers and then the victory the following week?
Oh, yeah, our guys are excited and really looking forward to this challenge at Lambeau Field on Monday night against the defending champs. I mean, the team is undefeated, and coming off this bye, I mean, everybody's energized and excited to get back to playing again. So the emotions are very high at this point.
Vic Ketchman from Packers.com again. Coach, do you feel like you're still in the playoff chase?
Yeah, nobody's been eliminated at this point. Nobody's been crowned at this point as far as champions or in the playoffs. So you got to feel that way. You know, we got to take it one game at a time where we are. But yeah, until someone tells us that, you know, you're not for a playoff spot, we're still competing. But to keep us right now is to play one game at a time, and that's Green Bay. We can't look past this situation, this game, and think about the future.
Leslie Mark Daniels again, WNFL. Is Chris Cook going to be reinstated at any point this season, or are you going to wait until the legal proceedings run its course?
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll just see what happens. Really nothing, no new information from Monday's press conference. You know, he's not going to participate in our team activities as we speak, and, you know, we'll just see how it plays out.
Coach, Bill, again from Packer Report. Thinking back to 2005 when you were in Indianapolis, the Colts were 13-0. There's a lot of talk around here about the Packers 8-0 start. I guess, can you just kind of talk about the pressure as those wins mounted for you guys?
The pressure does mount, you know, if your goal is to go undefeated. And that conversation begins at around week 11, 12, or 13, where people start talking about the possibility of going undefeated. And then there are a lot of decisions that have to be made. If you clinch early, like we did that year, you know, how soon will you start resting starters or preparing for the playoffs? So you can allow some outside circumstances to create pressure, but it seems like Mike McCarthy and his staff have done a great job of managing situations. So I'm sure if they, you know, I'm hoping that we can do something on Monday night to squelch that talk. So I'm hoping that, you know, we're not allowing it to get to that point. I want us to go out and get a win on Monday night.
Did you feel that pressure at the time, or are you guys in such, or were you guys in such a week to week, day to day mode that it really wasn't a factor for you guys?
I don't recall it being a factor. Even when I was playing and we went 13-0 in Chicago, I don't remember us as a coach or as a player thinking about 12-0, 16-0. You hear about it, you talk about it, but you're trying to win the next game. Unless the coaches, you know, take the starters out, then it's a little bit different.
All right, Coach. Tyler Dunn with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. When you look at the film, how are teams trying to defend Aaron Rodgers and all these receivers?
Yeah, you know, people have tried different ways. Man coverage, zone coverage, not a lot of blitzing, but nothing seems to have worked at this point. He's having a fantastic year, as we all know, but it's been an assortment of different looks, but it doesn't seem like much has slowed him down.
Coach Bill again from Packer Report. Is this maybe Adrian Peterson's best season?
Tell you what now, you know, we're halfway, but I can't remember a first half much better than this. He has been such a dominant figure for our offense and creating a lot of problems for opposing defenses that he's on pace to maybe have his best year ever, but he's still got a lot of football to be played, but he has been dominant in this first half of the season.
Have you seen a running back, thinking back to your playing days and your career as a coach, have you seen a running back as consistently as dangerous as he's been over the years?
Well, I played with the guy
with Walter,
who I think
yeah.
the best ever, and I saw him have some dominant games and dominant seasons as well, where he just took over games and just continued to do it throughout the year, much like what we're seeing with Adrian. And we weren't always a very good team around Walter, and you know, he still performed at such a high level. And Adrian is right on par with some of the things that I saw and witnessed with Walter.
Kareem Copeland again. From your perspective, what have you seen? What's different about this Packers defense from what you saw from last year to this year?
You know, they're still coming up with the big plays on defense, which they did a year ago. I mean, they create a lot of turnovers and, you know, help their offense that way. It seems like they're, you know, evolving in some areas, whether it be pass coverage or run defense. And I don't think the book has been written on what their defense has become. With eight games left, I think they're going to, you know, begin to improve and shore up some areas where they haven't been as good as in the past. But they're still coming up with those big turnovers.
Coach Bill again from Packer Report. Can you just talk about the year that Jared Allen is having and how he's continued to put up sack after sack, even when everybody knows he's coming?
Yeah, you know, he's having a terrific season. Without question, to be at 12.5 with eight games into the season, and to realize he had, what, I think 11.5 a year ago, he has such tenacity and determination and such great focus that even though people are changing their blocking schemes now, I mean, we saw it in our first game against Green Bay where they let him go single for a while. Next thing you know, they're chipping him every down. He still finds a way to win versus two blockers or three blockers just because he's so intent on doing his job and making things happen. He wants to be disruptive, and he's having a great year.